Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe and his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hey there, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. Look who I have with me. Thank you for joining with me, Stormy. I'm so glad that we've gotten to be friends. How are you doing today?
I'm doing outstanding. You know, we got Paul heading out on vacation, so I figured I'd jump over here. We got a Q-proof special lined up for Absolute Storm later tonight. And I had a time to get on in here and spend some time
with
you.
Yes, that's awesome. Thank you for doing that. I just love it. I'm so glad that we've gotten to be friends. And hey, Paul, if you're listening from out there in YouTube and Rumble land. Paul, Stormy is going to tell us something kind of interesting today, and it very likely could rock your world. So buckle up. Because some of the things that he was talking about kind of freaked me out a little bit. So just be prepared. But, you know, we don't know. He's actually been right about several things. And I'm hoping he's not right about this one. But anyway, just stay tuned. I'm going to share that with you. This is my website. If you guys are new, I'm Melissa Redpill. You can find me on melissaredpill.com, all of my social media, plus all the videos that we've posted. We look at how this is biblical. We're looking at the current events in the light of God's word. This is biblical. And so no matter what happens, we're in it to win it. We know this is what the Lord is doing. He is rescuing humanity from these creeps, and that's what we're going to win. No doubt about it. So, yeah, Stormy, how do they find you?
Absolute Storm on Rumble is the best spot for the shows. So, you know, you can drop my Twitter handle in there, and the different links are off of that. But, you know, the Absolute Storm Rumble channel is where we post all the shows. We're not awesome. On YouTube. They don't the stuff that Paul and I cover.
You're too 17-ish. Yeah. So I can just get away with just staying on the outskirts of it. So now I used to. I was kicked off for 5 years. All right. So this one right here, and I want you to explain to us, I guess we can listen to the post and then you can tell us what you think is going on with this. Yeah. Or do you want to set it up for us?
No, let's play it.
Any concern that caused us to change planes?
We sent this one in so that the Air Force Base here was in the same exact line. So you saw it. Did you see the picture?
We did.
Hundreds of pictures. We see them. You can't see it too well, but there are hundreds of people out there. So they came a little bit early and we switched plans.
So you're saying there wasn't a security concern?
No. Why would there? No. Except we sent it a little early. Same line going back. We sent it a little bit early so that we could let them see it. The whole base came out and saw the plane, and then we landed.
Do you know why they had us close our window blinds? That was
no. Probably on a dangerous flight because of sleaze bags that we have to deal with.
Safety that is bond was possibly thinking.
If they asked you to close your windows, probably they feel that way. They didn't ask me to close mine, but if they did, I would have done it. These are sick people. So I could see something like that. I didn't know they did that, but I could see something like that.
Were you aware of any credible threat by Iran against Air Force One?
I have a threat all the time. I'm number one on their list before you. But if I go, you go. Right?
But was there a specific
perhaps someday you want to change professions.
Okay. You probably couldn't hear that, could you?
No, but I'm
you probably know it by heart. Okay, you've been talking about it on your channel. Okay, sorry about that. But yeah, so this is where obviously you guys heard it. The audio is terrible.
you know, there's always some helicopter or some kind of noise in the background, so it's always hard to hear. But yeah, so tell us what your thoughts are on this very interesting conversation.
Okay, so first of all, to take a little bit of a step back, you know, we followed comms in different scenarios that got our team, Absolute Storm team, out where we were able to identify that the Butler event was going to happen, and we talked about it prior, and we talked about it during, and we've talked about it after. There's been a lot of comms throughout and a lot of odd that happened all throughout Butler. And some of the things that we called out at Butler, POTUS and Dan Scavino were nodding us back and forth the whole way through. And then we used those comms again, and it all was out. We were out in front of the White House Correspondents' Dinner. So we called that event ahead of time that there would be an event at the Washington White House Correspondents' Dinner. The one in between there, nobody really talks about and everybody forgets about, is the most ridiculous event of them all, is the one on the golf course. And if you would believe the narrative at the golf course, you would have to believe that our Secret Service agent fired 6 times from 5 feet away and missed the assailant all 6 times from 5 feet away, is the official narrative. Not only that, but allowed him to escape and get into his car, and then other people had to catch him miles away. So there's been like 3 major quote unquote attempts on Donald Trump's life. That's what the narrative says. Okay.
And if they're so that bad at their job, then
we predicted the 2 big ones ahead of time. Okay. And said, it's going to happen, but he'll be okay. It's going to happen, but he'll be okay. So the people that watched our show were the most prepared people in the world, because they knew what we were saying, and it went exactly how we all said it would.
Wow.
And now we've been on this thing that there's 3 big events so far, and a lot of the Q posts have 4 booms in them. Okay, so that's gonna be the key. And Q also talks about this precipice moment where, you know, we're gonna reach this point, and it's going to be the precipice. And I don't believe we've reached that precipice moment for a big turn of events.
A mass start awakening.
I do believe that we're going to have a 4th attempt on POTUS, and it's the 4th boom.
The 4th boom.
And I think it's going to have to do with something around his plane. And we'll end up playing the video from our show last night where we're getting that all from. But Q gave us this map back in 2018. And we've been using that map to explain this. And now it's all right in front of us now, because this other plane shows up, this gift from, I call it Qtar, even
let's,
though it's
let's try it. Let's try it 17. Can we just use the word 17? We may be in trouble already.
Or I just call it the Q plane or whatever, because it's officially called Qatar, but it's spelt with the Q, and it's just too ridiculous.
Yeah, because, I don't want to get wiped out on FluffTube if I can avoid it. If we can just say 17.
All right, I gotcha. All right. So the video that you just played, look at the optics that you're looking at on your screen right now.
Yeah.
We have the green light and we have the exit in POTUS, all on Air Force One. So there's some sort of nod right there in front of you that there's going to be this odd event with his plane. That's what we've been theorizing for about 2 years now. But right now, and we could play the clip from our show last night.
Yeah.
It's never been more direct.
Right. And so just say what you're saying. You're saying that something could happen terrible to President Trump. Or ostensibly happened to him.
No. I personally think it's going to have the appearance that something very odd happened to his plane, and we're later going to find out he's okay. That's what I think is going
to
happen.
Okay. All right. So I'm not trying to get y'all to panic. I'm not trying to get everybody to freak out and turn the video off because they're scared of what is going on. So we ultimately, and I just posted this yesterday, no matter what happens, I absolutely trust President Trump. I absolutely trust the plan. And I've come too far to not trust the plan, and I've seen too much. You know, I know this is what it's going to take. And what Stormy and I were just talking about before we came on the show is that, you know, what is it going to take to get everyone to join together? Because we know that's going to happen from the board. And also we know that biblically, you know, in the golden age, and you guys, for those of you who are new and you haven't read, this is my most recent book, and I talk about all these promises in God's word of what's going to happen in the golden age of abundance, the golden age of health, the golden age of truth and of justice and of unity. So we're going to have unity. The Bible says that you won't have to tell your neighbor to know the Lord. They'll all know him from the least to the greatest. And it says there'll be peace on earth, that all the wars will cease. He says that that the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters fill the sea. So we know we're going to get, that's where we're going. That's where we're going to, it's just what kind of bumps there are along the way. So anyway, so we're going to play this little clip that they did yesterday. And so to put this all together, and this is on Absolute Storm on their Rumble channel. And so it's probably a bunch of the letters, 17th letter of the alphabet through here. We'll have to see if I get slammed and in big trouble. But anyway, we'll see. So check this out, everybody.
Slide. I posted this morning, fourth boom seating, about him, you know, being in danger. Then he comes out and says all this stuff about being on the kill list. And then he's asked about the new Air Force One and what's going on with the old Air Force One. We'll get into all that. And when I wrote fourth boom seating, I'm relating it to Q1170, because I feel like he's had three publicly known attempts on his life, and we're waiting for the big scare event necessary to really trigger things. So I'm waiting for the fourth boom, if you will. And lo and behold, when I'm putting us all together, you know, he's literally firing out a boom over there on Truth Social. He's literally firing out a boom on Truth Social. So this account, Gally Girl Kim, I voted for this, and she posts the gif of boom and Trump retruth that. The timing of it is weird because his timestamp is in July 8th where he is, but she posted it July 7th. But pretty wild. So again, Trump kill list, Iran after him, weaves in about the plane, fourth boom seating. We've been talking about it on the show forever. Three attempts on his life, waiting for the fourth. That's probably going to involve his plane, probably going to be a bigger type of event. And don't be alarmed at first, especially, you know, with the switcheroo of the plane, which we're going to get to. And what's your take here, Abs, before we move on to another awesome hit with the booms on the screen here?
Serious seating going on. When he was sitting there, he was given the reason for, you know, where's the new Air Force One going? It's going to go on a tour of some bases. And
everything that guy just says, bullshit. Thank you.
You're going to get a brand new plane. You're going to fly it to the NATO summit. And then you're just going to be like, yeah, sure. Take it over to Mendenhall Hall. Show all the troops the new Air Force One. Just, it's odd, dude. It's really odd.
All right, we'll unpack the odd there. But here's the crazy one, okay? So if you've been watching this show forever, we've really hammered home a couple of things. We've hammered home that there's probably going to be a scare event on Air Force One. And we're going to show you in the queues why we think that. Because what? It's in the queues. That's why we think that. All right, so it's not something we just made up. It's something that Q hinted to in the past, and we think it's going to swing back around. It's pretty, you know, linear decision-making here, okay? So we're not just pulling something out of the air. But we had a very, very, very interesting confirmation. So you just saw what I posted the last couple of days about the fourth boom, about the boom. Let's see what Dan posted today.
Wow.
That is a very familiar song, Abs. Why don't you take it away over here, what you and Wifey put together?
So Barbara shared that post with me, and I first looked at it. I was like, oh, neat, boom. And then I listened to it, and I was like, that sounds really familiar. And as Stormy said, if you've been watching this show for ages, especially the Q-Proof segment, I had to retweet that, and I said, WTF, that's the same song we use for the bumper of our Q-Proof segments.
Ready or not.
Let's play them both again, back to back. Play Dan, play yourself, and then let's boom the crap out of that.
Alrighty. Hold for processing. StreamYard's being retarded.
Air Force One booms.
As is tradition with StreamYard. Not that I want to crap on the platform that provides us a show. All right, here we go. All right, Dan. That's pretty crazy, dude. That's pretty crazy. I'll add on one more little bit of crazy. Actually, two bits of crazy. The first bit of crazy is, if you watched the show last night, you probably heard me make the joke that I love that he's taking the non-NATO colored airplane to the NATO summit, and then he's leaving the NATO summit in the NATO colored airplane. Okay, neat story. The second thing was, I didn't realize until this morning when I started making my rounds around Twitter that I was following Dan Scavino's personal account, but not his government account, not that one right there, right? And I have an app that keeps track of who I'm following and all that stuff.
Oh, and dude.
I do. Look, at 12:58 p.m. today, I followed Dan Scavino. And then at 4:14 p.m., he posts that with the boom from our Q thing. So I'm not going to suggest that was Scavino acknowledging me, but I'll suggest that that may have been a God wink saying you're kind of over the target, at the very least. Kind of create a crazy synchronicity there, dude. What do you think?
Let's just roll back one slide and then we'll get back to this one quick. So again, fourth boom seating. I'm posting about boom, boom, boom. Trump comes back with the gif of the boom. Now on this slide, next slide, we have Dan posting. And when I was talking about the fourth boom seating was about Air Force One, Trump's going to have some sort of scare event on Air Force One. So Dan comes back, posts Trump getting on Air Force One, his old Air Force One. Also, we pointed that out, that at some point they're going to do a switcheroo between the Qatar plane and the Air Force One plane. And that happened. And Dan attaches not only that, but our freaking Q-proof boom. Come on, man. Let's boom it again.
I'm going to boom it again. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
That's wild. All right, so now it gets even more weird. So, Abs, what you got over here on the left?
Over here on the left from our friend War Horizon over on Twitter. President Trump boards the old Air Force One following the conclusion of the meetings in Turkey. Let's have a quick look.
Okay. And if you guys haven't been following the show or unfamiliar with what we talk about with, and this is the one right here that I said earlier, that we're not just concocting this story out of the air. See what I did there? The missile queue, as I call it, one of them is this one right here. And it's Q1728, a coming Delta in a couple weeks. July 27, 2018, that image there is allegedly, I'll just read the cue, unauthorized missile fired, unauthorized emergency incoming missile threat activated in Hawaii, POTUS, Air Force One, POTUS rerouted, coincidence, no MSM coverage, biggest threat to the American people. And then on the next slide, I believe I have the rest of these deltas. No, I don't. All right. So we're going to get to the rest of the deltas in a second. I jumped the gun, if you will. We wanted to hit it home a little harder. So give a read here to Nick. Play that video, and then we'll describe what's going on.
Yep. Over here on the left, the press pool aboard Air Force One has been advised to keep our window shades closed per pooler Megan Messerly. It's not immediately clear why, but the pooler felt the need to mention that in her final report before she lost signal, as press do not get Wi-Fi access aboard Air Force One for security reasons. It could be something as innocent as allowing people to sleep, but I've not seen that included in a pool report before. Iran does share a border with Turkey. He had a typo there. So it may just be out of an abundance of caution. Let's take a look at the video real quick, friends.
Okay. So Nick, who posted this, either wasn't listening to Trump earlier or he doesn't know about some of these connections. So this is a multi-level thing. There's the narrative space. There's some things that are real and some things that I feel are seeding. So does Ab, seeding for the future. So let's get into it. Donald Trump in his presser told you that they were going to a military base. Okay. And they were probably going to have to fly over some area. So, all right. Security and countermeasures preference. The older plane has been proven installed advanced defense systems. The new bridge aircraft, the QTAR plane, was seen as less equipped for high threat airspace, especially with the tensions in Iran. High tensions after the U.S. strikes. Turkey borders Iran. And Trump publicly called the Iranian sick, crazy scum evil to make him a top target. Okay. All right. Now, Trump, troop engagement publicity. Trump said the new plane would fly to RAF Middlehall in the UK so U.S. service members stationed there could tour it. Okay. He framed the switch was for old time's sake on the classic Air Force One. Okay. Logistically, after the NATO summit, he arrived in Turkey on the new plane for the summit, and the departure switched to avoid any risks on the return leg while letting the new jet serve as positive PR purpose with the troops. And it says this was not primarily due to any mechanical issues with the new plane, but deliberate choice amid the regional threat in the environment. Press on the old Air Force One was also told to the press on the plane. They were told to close their windows. That's a standard precaution to sensitive airspace. So what I'm saying there, what Gronk is hitting home here is if you're going to fly over enemy territory, you want the plane to be as blacked out as possible. So they don't want the lights in the interior of the plane to be seen so they could fire even like a shoulder launch rocket at Air Force One. So they black out the plane when you're going over enemy airspace is the point. So Nick missed that, I guess. Now, but the narrative space is on here on the bottom. And we've said this on the show, that there's no way this QTAR plane has the amount of defense that the regular Air Force One. It's all seating. So on the bottom here, I asked Gronk, what's about that situation. And Gronk came back and said, yeah, the switch to the old Air Force One indeed is renewed scrutiny and speculation about whether the new Q plane is as advanced or as well protected as the legacy plane. Complete seating, folks. Complete seating. We've been saying it all the way through. Watch for something weird with the Q plane. And we even said it on the show. There's no way that they would have all the defense built up in that plane. And there it is. There's the proof.
Yeah. And just a reminder, as Stormy pointed out, plane came from Qatar. We found out 2 weeks ago Qatar has back-end business and is in pretty tight with the Muslim Brotherhood. Seating, seating, seating.
Okay, so here's where I jumped the gun a little bit to explain a little more detail. The missile queue is on the left, 1728, and I already read that one. The next queue, so this is the back and forth, okay? So Q is kind of explaining what's going on over here. Well, this was an Anon. It said, okay, you're telling us a missile got fired at Air Force One, but we didn't see anything blow up in the sky. What, you know, what's going on? Where'd it go? Where'd it land? And Q said, oh, yeah, nothing to see here. We scurried an F-16 to go shoot it out of the sky, right? Okay. And then the next Q, and Anon says, since when can an F-16 shoot a missile out of the air? And then Q said, oh, nothing to see here. Special weapons package classified, blah, 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 blah. Same thing with the Air Force One. What we're saying is the regular Air Force One made by Boeing, the one that we saw there, the Tiffany blue one, if you will, has all this specialized equipment, and the one from Qatar doesn't.
You'll see that's me what, finish that's the point. Slide.
Like we've said minute. That this has got to be.
We're good. That's everything going to show?
Just as you'll see me finish this slide. That's it.
Okay.
Just a few okay. more seconds.
I thought you said, okay.
Yeah, set up for something weird to happen with the Qatar plane. And then the narrative will be, oh, you know, we just didn't have all the stuff aboard that we normally do. And here it all is. Okay.
Imagine that. All these crazy quinky dinks.
All right. Well, that is quite something. I'm so glad that you spent the time to put all of that together. And I had not at all gone there. So what do you have to add to that today, now that we've seen all this?
It's just all seating and prep. I just think that there's going to be a time and a place where it's probably going to be with that 17 plane, if you will. And
I'm right.
And just take a breath for 24, 48 hours and right. just let it all settle out. Because I think
yes.
at the end of the day, that's exactly what we said before Butler. That's exactly what we said before the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Just let it all settle out and take a breath. And we'll see how this one goes.
Okay, you had seen what you're telling us, and I didn't follow all of those posts that you had made and videos. Okay, so you're saying that before the Butler, you saw a lot of seeding that was going on, little things that they were saying that connected to yeah. some of the 17 proofs that you said there's going to be some type of event. And so event, right? And so the same thing at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And now this correct. Is, you know, what you were showing was this fourth boom.
Yeah,
that was pretty. Let me see if I can go back to that one. Yeah, and that was really crazy right there about the him posting the boom, which I love the boom, but I hadn't connected it to being the fourth boom, which I really don't like that. But either way, we don't know. You don't know. None of us know exactly what's going to happen. But either way, right. we are just, you know, whatever happens, we are just going to trust the plan. And so exactly. what you were saying here is that green light for his exit, the green light is on for his exit. And so that would cause a mass panic.
The seated narrative exit. So like what I'm saying is everything that you're seeing, like where he keeps telling everybody that he's the number one on a kill list, that he's telling everybody right. all these things. He's the one switching planes. This is all a narrative seeding. And so right. was that green light with his exit. That's right. all narrative seeding. I don't personally think that he's going to have a bad outcome. I think that we're going to have this appearance of a bad outcome. And that's why we get these comps is for people like Paul and I to pick up on them and explain to the niche crowd that follows a show like ours that, you know, that's the cue. The scare event 17 post says, use what we're giving giving you guys to protect and comfort those around you. So that's kind of our role, Paul's and I's role on Absolute Storm, is to be able to pick up on all these things and provide right. comfort to people that follow our show. Right. Our show is not for everybody. It's not a Fox News replacement. Fox News can't come on the air tonight and say, oh, there's a possibility that, you know, we're going to get something weird and, you know, his plane's going to drop out of the sky, but he'll be okay. You know, they can't say those things, you know, but those are the things that we said before Butler. And those are the things that we said before the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Well, right. And then we also, you know, when we have a situation like this that it frightens people, what the real ultimate goal is for everyone to come together. And you're thinking, as of this fourth boom, if everyone thinks that something terrible has happened to President Trump, and then he's in safekeeping, he's somewhere safe, we don't know, you know what's going on. And I think that may really wake up people and say, hey, you know, we can't, you know, we need to come together. And we, you know, how terrible would it be if something really truly had happened to President Trump? And I mean, and let's just be honest, let's play this game out, if the enemy thinks, hey, they've won because President Trump is off the board, then what might they try to say and do?
Right.
I mean, they would be reveling in it.
We've theorized too that if there is one of these big events that we're describing, that maybe it gets blamed on Israel, and that's really the Israel for last phase and those types of things. So, like, the stuff around Thomas Crooks never really came out. Like, he had all these encrypted things on his phone, and that's still yet to come out. But people like that 17 tells us to follow, like John Solomon, he's alluded to the fact that those things are eventually going to get back to Israel. And the same thing with what's going on in the Kirk story, too. A lot of people say that's going to eventually point towards Israel. So there's all this, like, Israel for last seeding. You know, for people that aren't regular watchers of Absolute Storm, Paul and I aren't one of these like blame the Jews for everything wrong in the world. We understand that there's a global cabal that leads us back to Israel, and that's got to be shown. But we've also are under the understanding that POTUS and the Q teams already kind of snipped it off at this point, and it's more just a disclosure phase that we have to show Israel for last.
Right. Right. You have to show people that they wouldn't, you know, believe, you know, like
POTUS has shown that we call it the sword dance video.
Right.
That in that video, it says in the first 30 seconds that Israel submitted already. And POTUS has shared that video like four times. Right. And I don't think POTUS would share a video four times unless this has already been the big, and I don't think that the 17 operation would have went live publicly if like the big movement already happened, because you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't put it all out there for the public to understand the game plan if you already hadn't had a lot of control of the big moving pieces.
Right.
It doesn't mean you sit at home and you do nothing. It doesn't mean that, you know, there isn't evil in the world. Obviously, not every single thing is under control. Clean.
Not everything would be clean.
But big things, I personally believe the big things are kind of more of a, you're watching a movie. Some of the big things that we've seen.
Right. Well, and, you know, we wouldn't have known what was going to happen during the Biden administration. You know, he just said the other day, and I pointed this out, you know, I posted this as a pin post on my Melissa Red Pill X account, that he said, actually the one that's on there right now is, he said he was number one in Tic Tac, but the one I was just talking about was that he was saying that, you know, his other term when he was in another state, you know, I think he's talking about the state of Florida, but then the presidency in a different form, but that we would not have believed that Biden would have brought in all these people, you know, into our country, and all the things that went on during that term. But we would never give the White House would never give over the power again to this criminal cabal. We know that from the board. Other thing is that for example, with Gaza, and I like to really call it more Zionists than Israel, because I think that really makes it more clear and who is our who are we're dealing with. And it's, you know, not your you know, not Israelites. To be honest, I believe that we are all Israelites. Anyone who has the same faith as Abraham is a biblical Israelite. But, you know, now we know what they would have done in Gaza. And so, you know, getting control of that. But on this post right here on 1728, it talks about, you know, this biggest threat to the American people for there to be a missile that would take out President Trump's plane, which they talked about back in July of 2018, 727 of 2018. So, you know, so you're saying the biggest threat to the American people is?
The well, what Q is saying there, or, you know, 17 is saying there, is the press. That's what
okay.
That's what that is about. Because at the time, if you look at the far left image, if that's still up on the screen, the press told you that was a spotlight, not a missile. They told you that was just a passing right. helicopter and a spotlight.
That's exactly. They are the enemy of the people. No doubt about it. They're the biggest threat to the American people. So it's, you don't think it's really talking about the threat being that someone would take out a sitting president, which obviously they did do and have done. They took out McKinley, who I believe was fighting the cabal. They took up Lincoln, who was fighting the cabal. They took out, basically, right. you know, after FDR was killed, they, you know, everything went back the way it was before.
JFK is the big one.
And of course, obviously, right? So, yeah, that is the biggest threat, that they would, you know, lead the people and hide the truth and allow, you know, someone to be, who was a duly elected president, to be, quote, removed. All right, so... you mentioned this also. This is what President Trump said again with the seating. Let me go see if I can make it where you can see it. This post right here is where President Trump was talking with Root, the head of the NATO, and he's saying that the Iranians have a hit on his life. He's been lucky, but you know that can't go. How much longer can that go on? Let me see if I can pull up the exact.
We attacked very powerfully last night. The very dangerous people from Iran, they're sick. There's something wrong with them. We said, go and do your funeral stuff. And instead of that, they start shooting rockets at ships yesterday. And so we hit them very hard last night, very hard. I would say 20 to 1, 20 times tougher. I told them every time you hit, we hit. And of course, they're dirty players, so they go after everyone, probably including me. I've been number one on their list for years. And they're a bunch of scum. You want to know that they're scum. And so we don't like them. I don't like them. And they're evil people, and it's the denuclearization of Iran. And we're going to denuke it. We're not going to let them because they're crazy. And they can't have a nuclear weapon. And they go around killing people. They've killed thousands and thousands of our soldiers. They've killed hundreds of thousands of innocent people. They had the roadside bomb, Soleimani. I took care of him first term. And that was a big thing, because I think they probably would be a lot stronger had he been around, because he was a bad guy, but he was an evil genius, but a bad guy. And he was the father of the roadside bomb. The roadside bomb is a bomb that goes on when you drive in your little vehicle around, and it goes on and you have no legs, no arms, and no face. And they've killed thousands and thousands of people. Even the SS Cole was theirs. You remember that disaster. So I don't like them at all. And frankly, I think we waste a lot of time with them. I think we should just do our... business. Can you imagine? They start shooting bombs, actually missiles at ships yesterday. Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, a couple of others. And they don't know. I don't think they know what the hell they're doing, but they're bad people, very bad people. I think they're incompetent, by the way. Because if they were competent, they would have made a deal a long time ago, like how about 47 years ago? So they've been trouble for 47 years. And we took out their first set of leaders. We took out their second set of leaders. They want to take out the U.S. leader, me. I'm on every list. I saw things this morning. I'm on every single one of their lists. And so far, I guess I've been a little bit lucky, but that maybe doesn't last very long.
That was the shocking part of what he said. again, that's part of what you're saying, that he's seeding our thoughts that, you know, something terrible could happen. He's known this for the very moment he came down the escalator, you know.
Absolutely. But, you know, I've been putting up plane emojis for about 2 years.
Really?
I put up the plane emoji with a rocket because there's no missile in the emoji options. I put a plane emoji in a rocket. And this is what I've been alluding to, is these particular set of events. And here we are. If anybody was watching all these things unfold, here's what he's saying. Right. He's saying he's on the hit list. He's number one on the hit list. He's, you know, being asked, why are you switching planes? Why does he even have this other plane? There's no reason that Boeing wouldn't have been able to deliver a plane on time. And then you wouldn't put him in a bridge plane, putting him at risk. In having him switch back and forth like this, it's all seeding. There's no logical reason other than they're just trying to bring the public along so they believe a big event with his plane in the future.
Right. And then of course he said it again on this one. He says, I'm number one on their list, but if I go, you go, right? He cracks me up. You know, yeah. And he said, perhaps some of you want to change your profession, you know, rather than being on my plane. Well, you know, so he's putting this out there, you know, it's kind of a morbid thought, no doubt, but he is whatever the truth is about what's going to happen, he is very courageous. He's known, I mean, it has been a hit on him since the moment he came down the escalator, not just Butler, not just, you know, any of these events, but he's in a very dangerous position because he's going up against the cabal and pulling them down, and they have not clearly been able to stop him after everything that they have tried. Well, this is why I wanted to have Stormy on here. I wanted you guys to hear from him, and I don't want you to freak out. I think I'm going to name this video "Don't Freak Out," and just trust the plan as we always do, and no matter what happens. But just, I think it's good that you're giving this information to us so that if something like that happens, that we don't just go hide under the bed and cry our eyes out. So just trust that this is all part of it.
The people that watched our show before Butler were really happy that they did, because then when they saw what happened to Butler, they were the most calmest and protected and understood what they were actually looking at. Same thing with the White House Correspondents' Dinner. We were 3 weeks out, and then we showed it again 2 days out, and then I posted about an hour out from the event. Just relax. He'll be okay.
Right. Exactly. Yep. Be comfy and just trust the plan we've, you know, it's we've gotten to this point. I really do think, also when 17 talks about how this is biblical, I really do believe it's not just monumental. It's not just huge. It is literally biblical. And everybody on here who follows my channel, they know, if you're not familiar, over on melissaredpill.com, if you go onto the page that talks about end times truth, you'll see, you know, where I really believe this, what is happening here. My contention is, and I talk about this, is the Great Awakening. I think you shared that on your channel one day. But I do really believe that this is that we've been fighting the Battle of Armageddon. And this is it's the epic battle between good and evil, where the evil ones who've been ruling the world, usurpers, will be removed. And that's I really do believe that's what's happening. And this is why nothing can stop what is coming, because this is God's plan to set the world free. And I'm just very thankful that we were, you know, hand-selected, as in the bundle of Omer behind me. You see that bundle of grain behind me? There's the first fruits, the first bundle of grain that's picked are the first ones to awaken and to be in the battle to fight. And he didn't want everyone to fight in the battle. For his own wise purposes, God chose certain ones for his own reasons. He probably knew that we, different things that he had built in us to prepare us. And so, you know, be proud, as 17 told us, you know, pinch yourself that you were chosen for this very important thing. And you stood the test no matter what happened, no matter how you've been slammed and maybe lost a job, maybe lost friends, family, health, whatever it is, you have stood there and fought and you're still here standing. And that's what's so great, is the Lord knew that you would do that. So anyway, that's where I talk about in this book, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. Definitely check into that. I think you'll really enjoy it. And the other one that I just was showing is The Golden Age. Definitely check into that one. We're not, President Trump says we're in the Golden Age even now, but I want to be the full fruition. And that really happens once this criminal cabal is removed. And there has to be something like a big event to like the, and really the Bible in Revelation 14 talks about this big harvest that would cause everyone to wake up and for them to have the power to remove them. And after that, we're going to have amazing days. The Bible says, eyes not seen and ears not heard, nor has entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for those who love him. The other one of my favorites is Major Clues from Minor Prophets. They were telling, if you're not familiar with, with all the promises that were told to Zechariah and Zephaniah and Haggai and Obadiah and Micah and Malachi, they were talking to really the 17 people. They really were talking to us because they were talking to the fighters and telling us what was going to happen, that we were going to kick these people out and there would be not one root or branch left. They'll be gone. Read the book of Amos. You'll love it. Anyway, I decode it right here in this book, End Times Major Clues from Minor Prophets, and I think you'll love it. If you really like this, hit the subscribe button, you guys. Make sure that you hit the like button so everyone can find out about this. Make sure to share it. And also definitely go over to Absolute Storm. Follow them on X as well as on Rumble. And then I'm over on X as Melissa Redpill. You can also find me on Red Pill the World over on Rumble. I'm Melissa Redpill 11 on YouTube. And I don't really mean to make it confusing, but I've had my name stolen from me so many times. Anyway, so and then I've been deleted and all the rest of it, but that's okay. Is there anything else that you wanted to share before we go?
I would like to get your take about, what's that unifying thing that you think is either going to happen or at least what it looks like on the other side? Because, that board talks about it, the Bible talks about it, but what's it look like? What's it really going to take to get these people that, got the TDS, the worst of the worst TDS, what's it going to take to move them into a position where we can have some sort of commonality with these people?
Right. Well, okay. So in Revelation 14, it talks about us being harvested, swing the sickle and gather and reap because the harvest is ripe. And so I think, the good thing is, trust humanity, because we're all really, even the ones who are the brainwashed ones who are out on the street, they all want the same thing. They want for everyone to have good health and, not the ones at the top, not the leaders of those protesters, but the regular people all want the same thing. We want the wars to end. We want all the evil to end. So I think that, that's the good news. Because if you cycle back to when it was Noah's time, when the evildoers were washed away, it was only 8 people who wanted righteousness in the earth. And the rest were Baal worshipers, really. And so now it's reversed. Now there's only a small fraction that want to worship Satan. Okay, so somehow or another, there has to be that connection of that these people, you want to run from them, these evildoers. You want to, you don't want to have anything to do with them. And maybe if people find out that they tried to take out President Trump, that could do it. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I think this is going to be part of it. And then, like we were saying, unplugging the cabal where it gets more and more public. And then the human trafficking, the 17 board kind of makes the inference that the common denominator is the children that, and you can even see it with this guy, Planter, that after every one of these events came out with him with his tattoo and how abusive he was, at the end of the day, people were just like, listen, I've had enough.
Exactly.
And I think we'll get there through either the Epstein files or some other thing that enough people see, the sickness, and we have the common denominator of protecting the children. At some point, like what we're saying is the people will take off their TDS hat and find commonality.
Right. Yeah. Well, and when I found out about the children, that was what brought me into the battle. I'm like, No. We've got to fight these people with everything. I literally have not spent one day. I don't care where I was on earth. I was in the battle. Even if I was on vacation, I'm like, I'm going to do something to fight in this battle. And everybody on my channel feels the same way. I'm sure on yours too. And so there's that. I think there's been a lot of truth that's been coming out. Who knows? Even this interesting thing that happened today, Charlie Kirk, this trial that's going on. Andrew Colvette finally came out today, was asking some questions that I've been asking about this thing since the beginning. It's like, where you been? And I'm glad you're finally coming to the party, but is it going to be that if people realize, hey, there's something else that went on at that, you know, I think there's, when people have that aha moment, you know, and I realize, hey, I'll just say this one other thing. I think that it's been really good to watch the soccer game and how all the people who've come to America really are digging America. They're like, hey, America's the coolest place ever. And I think that now a lot of Americans are seeing, and people who don't keep up with politics are watching this game, these games. And so they're realizing, hey, you know, we're seeing America through different eyes, through a different lens, and realizing, hey, this is something, you know, we didn't realize America was so cool because we've taken it for granted. So, and I will say that couching within the phrase of, I know that the criminal cabal has been doing a lot of bad things in America that have left people in terrible health situation and a terrible financial situation. So, and I'm not, you know, trying to pretend like that's not real, but compared to what the lack of freedoms people have all over the world, America is the coolest, even still, despite all that we've gone through. So, yeah, it's, what else do you think would maybe crack that egg?
That people don't, some people don't realize how big the FIFA tournament is. So it's 10 times bigger than the Super Bowl. And President Trump is supposed to be delivering the final trophy at that tournament. I believe that's July 19th. So that's just another date that I would just be like, oh, okay, is anything odd going to happen when that goes down?
On the 19th. Yeah. Okay. Okay, the 19th. Yeah. And then the 27th was the day that it was the Delta for that missile.
Okay, I don't think they would make it that direct. Well, they made some things about Butler extremely direct, but I wouldn't say the 27th is
just be prepared.
I'm looking for.
Just be prepared.
I tell people that it could be any time before the midterms, or maybe it's heading into 2028. I don't know. But I do believe that there's just way too much coincidence between what we just showed on those 16 minutes. I've been talking about it for 2 years, all the way back to 2018, and those particular sets, those were left for us as breadcrumbs, so we would be prepared.
Right. And what was the other thing? Something about the board that says you know, the mass start awakening and an EBS. What do you think about an EBS? Yeah.
We've used it in the last few incidences. We called out the UFC attack before the UFC attack happened with the comms that we saw with that. You know, Cash, we showed them all on the 9th, and then it was on the 16th that Cash revealed that they stopped it on the 10th. So everything that we showed on our show ended up happening the day after they stopped this terror event that was going to happen at the fight on the White House lawn.
Bottom line, how many times has President Trump posted Patriots in control or the, you know, all the different agencies that said Patriots in control, right?
White House does.
All of them. So either way, just trust the plan. Patriots are in control. And ultimately the Lord is in control. This is biblical, literally. This is the end times for this criminal cabal. Yes. This is the end of it for them. The end of the road for this criminal network. If you're not familiar with, I really encourage you to check out. Also, my audiobook is on Melissa Redpill, because if you remember, I'm not going to get into the whole detail, but there was this amazing statue, Nebuchadnezzar statue that Daniel saw in this vision. And if you look at the statue, and it goes into all the different empires or kingdoms that have been obliterated, we're down to the toes. Then there's no other body parts after that. And so the great thing about this statue is that the kingdom of Christ bursts, this giant stone bursts this whole, all these kingdoms. And then it says the kingdoms of this world become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever. This is what's so great. In Obadiah it says, and the Lord himself will live among you and he will be king. Zephaniah 3:16 says the Lord himself will live among you. It's going to be amazing. It's really, we're going into amazing days that we just can't even imagine. Okay, we're going to pray and we're going to jet. Is there anything else you want to add?
Just God bless. I appreciate the opportunity to come in here. Always nice to see you. Yeah, and like you're saying, just one day at a time, one event at a time. And at the end of it,
you know, you're going to like how this movie ends.
Hey, I'm so glad you said that. I'm so glad you said that. You will love how this movie ends, but that means it may be some very daunting, scary moments. I've been watching that Blacklist movie. And sometimes, I mean, last night, I think I was, well, I have my, you know, but it's just a show. I'm just watching a show and I was like freaking out. And I'm like, okay, I know by the end of the movie, it's all going to work out. But go ahead.
I do have one thing, and it's perfect in front of your prayer. A year ago, I lost my mom, and this was the last thing on her shoulder that the hospital put this, and I was able to be there for her when she passed. It was a year ago today. It was a funny kind of coincidence. Two days after that, Paul already had this big event planned here in the Tampa Bay area, and he was going through a baptism. So I was able to go over and meet with his group for his baptism, and another non-patriot, Greenbeard, he didn't know everything about this particular situation with my mom, but he just walked up to me, shook my hand, and he handed me the exact same thing that was on my mom's shoulder. And I mean, I got a bunch of different ones.
Wow.
You know, all different colors and everything. But you know, he walked up and handed to me the last thing. And he didn't know, obviously.
That's just awesome. Like,
whoa.
Yeah, that was a God wink for sure. No doubt. Straight from your mom. That's amazing. Yeah. And we'll all be together.
I had to put the music together for her ceremony and everything, and she liked the song Hallelujah. And then after we went to Paul and Barb's baptism, we went to a place for dinner, and they had outdoor music. And of course, the guy
that's what they were playing.
Just playing songs kicks off with Hallelujah.
Wow, that was beautiful. So yeah, all right. Thank you so much, Lord, for how much you have led us this whole way. And through some ups and some downs, some twists and some turns, but you have led us, you chose us, you have built into us faith, you've built into us this strength that we didn't even know that we had, and to be able to stand, just like you've told us in Ephesians, dude, having all this armor on, having done all to stand, and that you have enabled us to stand in this day when we fought such absolute evil. I thank you, Lord. That you have given us strength to even when we've lost loved ones, and even if we've been misunderstood, and even if things have not gone exactly the way we thought they would go, that you continue to help us stand. And thank you for your strength. Thank you for this your word that helps us to know about the beautiful, amazing, bright days that we can't even imagine. At this point, that we're going to have this golden age where everything is going to be so amazing that we can't even imagine it right now. I thank you that that we will, as you said, we'll live as long as trees, and we'll have time to enjoy our hard-won gains. And it has been hard won. We have fought every day, day after day. Thank you for everyone on Stormy's channel and on the Freedom Force Battalion, everyone who's fought so hard and just would not stop. Lord, I thank you for our wonderful president and for all those on the front lines along with him, and that you would protect him, and that, Lord, we just trust your plan. No matter what happens, we know that you're going to see us through, no matter what. And we just praise you, and we thank you, and we pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus.
Amen.
Love you, brother. I'm so glad we got together. Okay, guys. I will see you on the next one. I'll see you on Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m. I'll see you at 11 a.m. on Sunday, and I'll see you at 6 p.m. on Tuesday. I love you guys, and I will talk to you later.